The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So I'll do a more formal introduction after we have our set, but just for people who are new to the Buddhist Studies program, we usually begin with this traditional chant. It's really sweet for us to sing together, and we do the chant in the Pali language, that language spoken around the time of the Buddha, and these ancient teachings are recorded in this language, Pali, similar to Sanskrit. So we'll do this in the Pali language, and just so you, if you don't have it, we have extra copies up front here, but we're taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and we just do that three times. So in the second stanza, it says Dutiyampi. That just means for the second time. And then in the third stanza, Tatiyampi just means for the third time. Buddha means we're taking, this really relates to our class. The Buddha analyzes our problem as human beings that we don't see things clearly, right? We see things superficially. We see things according to our fixed views. And because of that, we end up living in ways that are stressful. And we cause other people stress, right? We live in selfish ways, for example, greedy ways, hateful ways. And it's perpetuated through the not seeing clearly. So as people who don't want to continue to suffer and don't want to continue to cause others to suffer, we take refuge in Buddha, being awake to what? Dharma, that's the second refuge. So Buddha knowing Dharma, being way awake, this sort of cultivating a sensitivity, a stability of the heart that can see clearly the way things are. So that's the first two refuges, Buddha and Dharma. And then Sangha, we take refuge in the skillfulness, the kindness that naturally flows out of Buddha and Dharma, Buddha knowing Dharma, being intimate with the way it is. So Dharma or Dhamma is the way it is. Buddha means being awake. And Sangha, when we're awake to the way it is, our way of being in the world, our way of relating, engaging in the world, because we're more and more intimate, more and more seeing clearly, then it's possible to become more skillful and not perpetuate these cycles of suffering. And regardless of where people have been inspired by these teachings of the Buddha and practiced these teachings, they've chanted this chant. So it's a way of connecting with the lineage of wise people before us who have done these practices, benefited, passed them down one generation after another. You know, and it's really quite amazing that here in a corner, Minneapolis in 2019, we too are studying these teachings, benefiting from these teachings. So there's been a lot, millions, of course, of folks that have benefited. So that's why we keep doing it in the same language, because in a way, it's a way of connecting with the tradition or the lineage of people who have done these practices before us. So let's do that now. And if you're new, just follow along as best you can. Don't worry about it. And then I'll do a guided meditation for about 25 minutes after we do the chant.
Udang saranang gacchami dhammang saranang gacchami sanghang saranang gacchami dutiyampi buddhang Sarvanam Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Sarvanam Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sangang Saranang Gacchami.
Take your time and settle into a comfortable posture for the meditation time. The Buddha's practices are very earthy in the sense of we're relying on our own experience, this body and mind, this heart right here. We don't need a different life. We don't need a different experience than we have. So the sitting meditation practice is in an earthy way, we're taking our seat right in the middle of our life, sitting comfortably as best we can. So the body can be relatively stable, relatively still, soft. So to help, feel free to take a couple of longer, deeper breaths in a relaxed way. And cultivate that sense of really showing up to your experience of sitting here now. Yeah, this is how it is in this body and mind. And maybe one more time, a long, easy, full breath in and out, taking all the time you need. To help settle and to help stabilize the mind, purify the heart, or what we might say in more normal language, get into a good place. You can do a simple body scan. It's a nice way to cultivate this stable, calm, even presence. So we bring the attention to the different sensations now in the head, in the face. So just feeling, opening to this dance of sensations here along the top of the head, along the sides of the head. Feel the ears, maybe tuning into the air, touching the ears. Feel the temperature of the ears. In the back of the head, weight of the hair, any pressure in the head, any aching. Feel the forehead and any tension in the brow. feeling the temples, noticing both eyes. Feel the skin of the face. Notice any tension in the jaw. Notice the teeth, the tongue, the lips. We're taking the time to wake up, to be aware of the entire face and head, just as it is now, feeling it as a dynamic process of sensations coming and going, whatever they might be. We're not picking or choosing. Instead, we're allowing the head and the face to be the way it is, giving it permission, in a sense, to be however it is. Changing, of course. And just relating with kindness and wisdom, just knowing that the head and face is like this now. And naturally remembering how helpful it is to be accepting, not to be at war with the sensations in the head and face. And then taking the time to feel the throat and the neck, back of the neck, sides of the neck down into the tops of the shoulders. And we just holding, bringing the awareness to these places now, allowing the sensations in the neck, tops of the shoulders to be the way that it is. Making peace with the way that it is here in the throat, neck, shoulders. And then down both arms, feel the ordinary sensations of the clothes, the sleeves touching the skin, the underarms, the bend of the elbows. Feel the air against the back of the hands or against the skin that's exposed here in the hands and arms. Notice the touching sensations in the hands, places of contact. Notice the temperature, the coolness, or the warmth in the hands. And again, just this all-embracing presence with the arms and hands, just as they are. Not afraid to be radically present now, with something ordinary like the arms and hands. Accepting, allowing. It's a real relief to not have to fix the arms and hands, but instead just to allow them to be. And we bring the attention to the entire torso, the trunk. Begin maybe with the top third, the upper back and chest. Feel the structure as you can of the rib cage and the beating of the heart, perhaps, and the movement of the breath and the rib cage. And any sensations here in the upper third of the trunk, just as it is now, being right in the middle, undefended, this kind and wise presence that knows it's possible to be intimate and to allow things to be. And of course, any emotional content that seems alive here in the upper chest, throat, down, into the middle third of the torso. So the solar plexus and the lower ribs, the back, on the backside, the kidneys and the mid-spine. The simple, easy presence here. Kind and persistent presence, not forgetting that it's like this now in the middle of the trunk. Feels like this. Can this be okay? Just to allow these sensations here to be the way they are, to keep moving and changing and evolving, dropping down into the lower third, the abdomen and the lower back. And inhabiting the entire pelvis with awareness now, just feeling what's here to feel. The groin, the sits bones, the floor of the pelvis. Taking it all in here. We're learning to trust the nature of the body here in the lower third of the trunk. Not afraid to feel, not afraid to relax with these sensations here as best we can, to keep allowing. Down into both legs, feel the thighs, from the hip sockets down into the thighs. Ordinary touch points, places of pressure and contact. Embracing presence, feeling both knees just as they are, and the shins and calves, showing up. And opening to the ankles, down to the heels, the Achilles. Sensitive to the sides and tops of the feet, just as they are, and the bottoms of the feet, and the toes. And both feet, both legs together now, bottom half of the body, whole body together. See this as a beautiful coming home to the nature of the body right now, right here. Feeling safe, at home here. Aware here, trusting the body as it is, the body as a movement of sensation, very alive. Doesn't mean that it's pleasant, of course, but recognize the healing and even liberating quality of being intimate with the body, not being compelled to fix, not needing to deny or not needing to be distracted. So it's a kind of resting. The awareness can learn to rest, learn to trust this great ocean of physical sensations, this dance of physical sensations, coming and going, changing, pleasant and unpleasant, neutral. So we're doing some calming and healing work with these initial instructions, cultivating a kind, embracing awareness of the whole body, a sensation. You can even sense an inner smile, like your heart, the generous and kind heart is smiling at the whole body. The heart that understands that it isn't easy being a body. All the insults, all the struggles that just come, the bumps and bruises, all the difficulties that just come with the territory of having a body, a living body that was born, that aged. It's doing this dance of living. Breathing in, sensitive, feeling the body just as it is. Each time breathing out, remembering to be sensitive, to be open to the whole body just as it is. So you can use the rhythm of breathing in, breathing out as a simple reminder to be open, to be interested in the whole body sitting here. For just that duration of one in-breath, and then for just that duration of one out-breath. Very simple, receptive, kind presence with the body. And now for the last few minutes, and feel free to keep coming back to the simple whole body awareness with one in-breath, whole body awareness with each out-breath. But with that as sort of a background, stabilizing, calming background, then just be curious whenever there's the appearance of being a suffering human being, then just acknowledge that it appears that there's somebody suffering here. Even if it's just a mild irritation, a mild struggle of some kind, a mild uneasiness in the heart, wanting the sit to be done, wanting to be home, wondering if I know what I'm doing. It's just normal expressions of being ill at ease. Just acknowledge, oh, that's a suffering. There seems to be a suffering being here. And in other moments, you might notice the absence of anybody suffering, right? It's either one or the other. So with this background of relative calm, for just a few minutes, just see if you can notice when the heart is manifesting as somebody who has some suffering going on, and when the heart, the mind, is manifesting some freedom, the absence of being a suffering human being, or whatever that looks like for you, whatever that is for you, being a suffering being, being free from suffering. Noticing when there's a problem, and noticing when there's an absence of problem. And of course, if in any moment you notice what seems to be suffering, a little stress, a little struggling, then get interested in that, really open to it, relax with it, let it reveal itself. And if in any moment you seem, it seems like there's no suffering, then get interested in that, really open, relax with that experience of freedom from suffering, so that it's more clearly understood. Be intimate with that experience of freedom, if that's what appears to you.